We're back with more of the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
Brad Smith at the 40, at the Titans 30, at the 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Brad Smith! An 89-yard touchdown return of a kickoff by Brad Smith.
Welcome back to John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO from One Bills Drive. Brad Smith with that kick return for a touchdown against Tennessee. The Bills wide receiver is on the line with us now, on the line with us from Hollywood. Hollywood, Brad Smith on the line. Hi, Brad. Thanks for coming on the air with us.
Thanks for having me.
You're out there for the ESPYs tonight, and you've done this internship. We talked to you about it before with Men's Health Magazine, and they're putting you to work at the ESPYs tonight, right?
Yeah. I mean, I've been out, my family now on the West Coast training and everything, and, you know, it's Men's Health reached out and to do the interviews on the red carpet and to, you know, to continue my internship. So I'm excited about it.
What's that internship been like, Brad? What kind of work have they had you do?
It's been cool. I mean, things like this, and then, you know, talking about certain things on their website, styles or certain things that comes out, just talking about it and presenting things to them as well. So just collaborative, more like brainstorming type things.
Does that lead to a potential career path for you once your football days are over? What are you thinking along those lines?
Possibly. That's definitely something I'm interested in, and it's just a great opportunity, especially this time of year. Got a little downtime, you know, after workouts, just be able to explore more and see, you know, where I like, you know, what I like about it, what I don't like about it, you know, what if there's other areas I can go into. So it's been a great learning experience.
How did you get hooked up with Men's Health Magazine initially, Brad?
I just knew one of the people in the office and expressed the interest and, you know, just kind of went from there.
We're with Brad Smith, Bills wide receiver. He is on the line with us from Hollywood, California. He'll be doing the interviews on the red carpet tonight for menshealth.com, Men's Health Magazine. Brad, who are you looking forward to talking to tonight on the red carpet? Do you have interviews lined up, or do you just got to grab somebody as they walk by?
We have a few lined up. Hopefully they come by, but yeah, I'm just excited to see all the athletes and kind of celebrate, you know, what they've done. And, you know, people up for awards, and I'm sure some actors and things like that we'll probably get to see. So I can't just name one person, but this is going to be fun. My wife, we got a babysitter, so it's like a date for us too. So it should be fun.
Yeah. Who do you have lined up already to do interviews? Can you say just yet, or?
I can't say just yet. So okay. Just in case something doesn't work out. So
I get it. What about during the ceremonies themselves? Once the red carpet arrivals have ended, do you get to go in and sit down and watch the ESPYs?
Yeah, that's gonna be fun. First time getting to go, so worked out. We were able to get some tickets to get in and check it out, and hopefully soon the Bills will be, you know, up for the best team or something like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's what we're hoping for.
You must know some of the nominees for ESPYs. Anybody in particular you know? Any friends of yours, guys you've played with in the past, who are up for awards tonight?
I actually really don't know all the guys that are up for it, but, you know, I've played against a number of them. I know we played against Russell Wilson last year.
Sure.
I played against Adrian Peterson in the past, so as well as Peyton Manning. And, I mean, they're just tremendous. They're at the top of their games and, you know, future Hall of Famers. So it was just a privilege to be out there with them.
You know, it's kind of, as a guy who does interviews for a living, Brad, me, it's kind of, I like the fact that you're out there banging away on a red carpet. It's probably going to be hot and steamy under the bright lights in Hollywood, and you're going to be kind of sweating it up a little bit, trying to get somebody to talk to you. It's good for you, I think, to get a taste of that.
I think, you know, get to see the other side of it.
Yeah.
You get to, usually most athletes, they're on the other side, and people are trying to talk to you, but now you're trying to weigh people down and get them. That's something fun for me. It's a challenge. It's a learning experience. So, you'll never stop learning. So hopefully they'll shoot me down too bad.
Yeah, and it's hard to come up with good questions all the time, Brad.
Yeah, I'm just going to stick with my guns. I got three I'm going with. And then,
what are your three? You're not going to ask guys what they're wearing or who they're wearing, are you?
No, we took that one out. we took that out. No, just their favorite sports moment from 2013. Who they enjoy playing against, or, you know, who their, you know, the toughest opponent was so far. And then what is their style? You know, what does it mean to them? What you know, what is it like to portray? You know, when they get dressed. So three easy ones, and I'll stick with those and see how it goes.
On the line with Brad Smith, Bills wide receiver, out west for the ESPYs tonight, where he's going to do some work for Men's Health Magazine. And your real job, your day job, is just about a week and a half away, Brad. Tell me your thoughts as you go to get ready to go to training camp late next week.
Just excited. Just another year to compete and to play for a chance to get to the playoffs and ultimately play for a Super Bowl. So that's, for me, that's what it's about every year. And training's going great. I'm sure the guys, I hear a lot of talk to them back and forth that, you know, they're working hard. So I'm excited to get back with the rest of the guys and work towards our goal.
Did you spend any time during the OTAs or the mini camps in any meeting room other than the wide receiver room? I mean, you know what I'm talking about, because they used to play, used to yank it back and forth, right? Quarterback and wide receiver meetings, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So it was cool. I got to stay in one room, stay in the receiver room. And actually, I remember last year I didn't get a chance to work on any receiver stuff until game week. So this has been good for me to hone my skills and get better. So it's been a blessing.
What are your thoughts on that? I mean, I know you probably enjoyed playing the Wildcat quarterback from time to time, but do you look at that as a part of your career that's behind you now, and you are fully focused on being a wide receiver from here on out?
No, I don't close the door on anything. So it just, basically, whatever the coaches want to do, whatever scheme or whatever the plays they draw up, you never know what's going to happen. So, no, I never close the door on anything. So, that's just how I look at it.
When you look around that wide receiver room, Brad, and you're going into your, eighth year in the league, and it's you and Stevie and a bunch of young guys. I mean, first and second year guys. How does that feel to know that it's a very inexperienced group there at wide receiver?
Oh, man, it's different. I'm so used to being the young guy for a long time, and then it sneaks up on you, and you're the old guy, and they call you old man and things like that. So that's weird. But the good thing is the guys are extremely talented, and what they lack for in experience, they make up with ability and willingness to learn. And they're not selfish guys. They want to be a part of the team, and they want to help us win. So that helped out a lot.
Any of those young guys that you found particularly impressive in the workouts or even in the meeting room, whether it's Woods or the Rick Rogers or Marquise Goodwin, anybody that kind of stood out at you during the spring practices?
They've all been exceptional, quite frankly. Even the Chris Hogan and Kevin Elliott, those guys as well haven't had a whole lot of opportunities to play, and seeing what they're able to do, and it's like, wow, it opens up your eyes to what they can do. And it's going to be fun to see everybody get to compete. And the good thing is we're becoming a tight-knit group, and we really look out for each other. So I'm excited for all of them.
What do you think you bring to the mix, Brad, in that wide receiver group?
I don't know. I just play. I just play, and whether it's special teams, receiver, catching balls, trying to kick, or blocking, it doesn't matter to me. I'll do whatever it takes. Hopefully I'm the guy that helps spark us to help us win games. So I can't really say what it is.
You mentioned special teams. We played the cut of the touchdown return, the kickoff return against Tennessee from last year. Do you want to keep doing that? I mean, you're on a team with some pretty talented return people already, but do you want to have that as part of your game also?
Oh, sure. Well, I mean, that's coach's decision. If I'm back there, I'm gonna go. I'm going to try to make plays and give our team good field position and ultimately score. So that's not my decision, but I just love being out there. So if it's that, returning or blocking for punts for Leo or anything, so I'm good with it.
Hey, Brad, there's been a lot talked about the pace of the Buffalo offense with Nathaniel Hackett trying to run plays quickly. Give me your thoughts on that, how that worked out in the spring, and how effective that might be having an up-tempo, fast-paced offense this year.
Yeah, man, I know my body's feeling the pace. It's fast-paced, and it's fun. Hopefully get a lot of plays off and get a lot of guys' hands on the ball, which is, what everybody's excited about around here, getting a chance to make plays. So I think you've seen New England do it a little bit in sections, how effective that is, because you can't really train for that, especially during the season, because it's a grind. So hopefully that'll be an advantage for us.
How did Coach Hackett present that to the players? I mean, what did he list the benefits? In other words, why you would want to play at an up-tempo pace?
Yeah, I'm a little bit. You kind of touched on it. Like I said, you know, a lot of guys getting their hands on the ball, and you know, third or fourth quarter, you know, guys on the defense hopefully, you know, have their hands on their knees and not ready for certain plays, or you know, their judgment gets clouded and everything. So those are kind of a couple of reasons that he listed. And after that, we heard that, it was, you know, let's go.
Brad, what's the plan between now and training camp? I guess you guys scheduled a report a week from Friday to training camp, or voluntary report day. What are you going to do over these next 8 days or so?
No, just continue the training, and then spend a little time with my family, probably right before camp, my wife and my two kids, and a little downtime, probably take a day and just, you know, just enjoy them. And but I'm excited, man. I just can't wait to go to work and get the season started.
Is there anybody you're looking forward to seeing or meeting tonight at the ESPYs? Any, you know, NBA star or anybody else like that that you're really looking forward to seeing?
Man, shoot, it's a lot. You know, of course, being an Ohio guy, LeBron James is big for me. So now I probably get a little nervous, you know, meeting those, you know, big time stars and everything. So it'd be great to meet LeBron, you know, person, kind of know him just from being from around the same area, but to get to talk to him, that would be cool.
You're not mad at LeBron for the decision?
Oh, not at all. Okay. It's worked out for him. So.
Okay, it sure has.
I understand, yeah.
Sure has. Brad, good luck tonight. We'll be watching. Thanks very much for being on the show with us. We appreciate it.
All right, thanks for having me, guys.
Brad Smith, wide receiver for the Buffalo Bills, on the line with us from Hollywood. Brad is covering the ESPYs tonight. He is at the red carpet doing interviews tonight at the ESPYs for menshealthmagazine.com. Got more to come, including your phone calls when we return. 803-0550 is the number. Toll-free 1-888-550-2550. The John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO. We're live from One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio.